Good morning. This is Akashwani. I am VC Pramod with the World News. The headlines. UAE pledges investments worth $5 billion in India. Both countries sign several agreements including strategic petroleum and gas reserves. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to hold bilateral talks with his Dutch counterpart in Hague. Several pacts expected to be signed in key areas including semiconductors and AI. Israel and Lebanon extend ceasefire for 45 days. And in badminton, Indian men's doubles pair of Satwik Sairaj Ranki Reddy and Chirag Shetty to take on Malaysian duo in semi-finals of Thailand Open. India and the UAE have signed a series of landmark agreements covering strategic petroleum reserves, long-term LPG supply and defence cooperation. The pacts were inked following high-level talks between Prime Minister Narendra Modi and President Sheikh Mohammed bin Zayed Al Nahyan in Abu Dhabi, held amid the ongoing West Asia conflict. The UAE has also pledged investments worth $5 billion in India. Prime Minister Modi reached UAE yesterday on the first leg of his five-nation tour. One of the pacts include strategic collaboration agreement signed between Indian Strategic Petroleum Reserves Limited and Abu Dhabi National Oil Company to strengthen India's energy security, including cooperation in petroleum reserves and possible collaboration on liquid natural gas and liquefied petroleum gas LPG storage facilities. The Ministry of External Affairs in a statement said the agreement will enhance UAE's participation in India's strategic petroleum reserves to 30 million barrels and set up strategic gas reserves in India. The two sides also signed a separate strategic collaboration pact on LPG, which is supposed to ensure long-term supply of the cooking fuel widely used in India. India and the UAE also signed a framework for a strategic defence partnership which focuses on defence industrial cooperation, technology sharing, innovation and regional security cooperation. Under the framework, the two countries are set to explore joint development of military hardware besides boosting cooperation in a number of other crucial areas. During their talks, Prime Minister Modi and President Zayed Al Nahyan also exchanged views on the West Asia crisis. In his remarks, Mr. Modi strongly condemned recent attacks on the UAE. He reaffirmed India's solidarity with the leadership and people of the Emirates. Prime Minister Narendra Modi arrived in the Netherlands late last night on the second leg of his five-nation tour amid deepening India's strategic and economic ties with European nations. Mr. Modi was received by the Dutch Foreign Minister Tom Berendsen upon his arrival at the Amsterdam airport. Mr. Modi reached the Netherlands after a brief stopover at the United Arab Emirates, where he held talks with UAE President Mohammed bin Zayed Al Nahyan in Abu Dhabi. At the hotel in The Hague, the Prime Minister was accorded a grand welcome with cultural and musical performances by the Indian diaspora. Dutch troops also greeted him ceremonially. Our correspondent covering the Prime Minister's Netherlands visit has filed this report.
During the visit, the Prime Minister will hold bilateral talks with Dutch Prime Minister Rob Jetten and will call on their Majesties the King and the Queen. This visit carries significance beyond bilateral ties and is expected to shape broader India-EU relations following the recently concluded India-Europe Free Trade Agreement. On Saturday, Prime Minister Modi will address the Indian communities and meet CEOs of leading Dutch companies. Several important agreements are expected to be signed, particularly in the field of semiconductor chips and AI, where Netherlands stands as a global leader. From the trade perspective, Netherlands is India's key economic partner, one of the largest export destination as well as investor in India. Both the countries have robust partnership and cooperations in the fields of water management, renewable energy, green hydrogen economy, agriculture technologies and health. This is Shushru Sharma for Akashvani from The Hague, Netherlands.
After concluding his visit to the Netherlands, Prime Minister Modi will travel to Gothenburg in Sweden tomorrow on the third leg of his five-nation tour. Mr. Modi will hold bilateral talks with his Swedish counterpart, Ulf Kristersson. The two prime ministers will also address the European Roundtable for Industry, a leading pan-European business leaders forum, along with President of the European Commission, Ursula von der Leyen. On the fourth leg of his visit, Prime Minister Modi will reach Norway on Monday for the third India-Nordic summit and bilateral engagements. He will call on King Harald V and Queen Sonia and hold bilateral talks with Prime Minister Jonas Gahr Støre. The Prime Minister will also address the India-Norway Business and Research Summit along with the Norwegian Prime Minister. The Wellcome Collection, one of the UK's leading museums exploring the human experience, today announced a landmark commitment to return what is believed to be the largest collection of Jain manuscripts outside South Asia. The return of more than 2,000 manuscripts held at its London collection for over a century follows dialogue and collaboration with the Institute of Jainology here. The collection spans 15th-century illustrated manuscripts to unique texts from the 19th century covering religion, literature, medicine and culture in Prakrit and Sanskrit, Gujarati, Rajasthani and early Hindi scripts. This is Akashwani. You are listening to World News. We bring you top international news and updates from around the globe. Israel and Lebanon have agreed to a 45-day extension of their ceasefire after another round of talks in Washington. We have a report.
U.S. State Department spokesperson Tommy Pigott said the April 16 cessation of hostilities will be extended by 45 days to enable further progress after America hosted 2 days of highly productive talks between Israel and Lebanon, which concluded yesterday. In a social media post, Mr. Pigott said the U.S. State Department will reconvene the political track of negotiations on 2nd and 3rd of June. In addition, a security track will be launched at the Pentagon on 29th of this month with military delegations from both countries. He further said the U.S. hope these discussions will advance lasting peace between the two countries, full recognition of each other's sovereignty and territorial integrity, and establishing genuine security along their shared border. Meanwhile, the Israeli Air Force continued its attack on infrastructure linked to Hezbollah group in Lebanon. The Israeli Air Force said during the past week they struck more than 440 infrastructures of Hezbollah in various areas in southern Lebanon. Additionally, more than 220 militants linked to Hezbollah were also killed in the region. Chirag Jha for World News.
U.S. President Donald Trump has said that the Strait of Hormuz will be opened and that the United States will not allow Iran to acquire a nuclear weapon. In an interview with a television channel, Mr. Trump defended America's actions amid the West Asia crisis, saying he is going to do what's right. U.S. President Donald Trump has said the United States and China concluded major trade deals during his visit to China, describing the outcomes as significant. Speaking to reporters aboard Air Force One while returning from China, Mr. Trump said China has agreed to purchase 200 Boeing aircrafts with the possibility of additional orders following talks with Chinese President Xi Jinping.
A lot of great trade deals, including over 200 planes for Boeing with a promise of 750 planes, which will be by far the largest order ever if they do a good job with the 200, which I'm sure they will. And that's General Electric also, the engines, approximately 400, 450 engines. We had an amazing time. It was a very historic.
In badminton, Indian men's doubles pair of Satvik Sairaj Ranki Reddy and Chirag Shetty will face Malaysian shuttlers Noor Izzuddin and Goh Zee Fie in the semifinals of the Thailand Open in Bangkok today. Earlier, the Indian duo defeated Japanese pair of Takumi Nomura and Yuichi Shimogami 21-12, 21-13 in the quarterfinal clash yesterday. And now, before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletin. UAE pledges investments worth $5 billion in India. Both countries sign several agreements, including strategic petroleum and gas reserves. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to hold bilateral talks with his Dutch counterpart in The Hague. Several pacts expected to be signed in key areas, including semiconductors and AI. Israel and Lebanon extend ceasefire for 45 days. And in badminton, Indian men's doubles pair of Satvik Sairaj Ranki Reddy and Chirag Shetty to take in Malaysian duo in the semi-finals of the Thailand Open. And that concludes the Morning World News Bulletin. For more updates, stay tuned to Akashwani.